Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 30th day of Adar, Aleph Tovshin Pei Beis, the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Masechta Demai, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah is going to tell us that it's forbidden to cause a person to eat something that's not properly tithed or properly maizet. Haroitza lachzoim ala yarok, a person who wants to trim the ends of the leaves or the stalks of the vegetables that he's carrying, lahakel mamasoi, to make it lighter. He's got a heavy burden that he's carrying and he wants to make it lighter. And we're talking about a case where the vegetables have already been bundled together, which means they've reached the stage of being chayv in maaser. Lo yashlich, you cannot throw those off cuts that you've cut. Ad shi aser, before taking maaser from them. And the worry is that some Am Haaretz is going to find them and eat them, and they haven't been maisered yet. And you are causing an Am Haaretz, therefore, causing someone to do an aver. Halakech yorek min hashuk, one who buys vegetables from the market, and they're bundles, and they've got a fixed price. V'nimlach l'hachzir, now changes his mind, and now he wants to return it back to the seller, not buy it. Lo yachzir chiyas, he's not allowed to return it back to the seller until he takes maaser from it, at his own expense. Why? Because once he's taken it in his hand, he's coined it by lifting it up, or meshicha, and he lifted it up with intention to buy it. And it became his, although it's almost his. She'ena mechusa ela minyan, because the only thing that's needed to complete the transaction is just that the seller will count the number of bunches he's got in his hand in order to make a chashben, in order to make a calculation of how much he owes him, because they had a fixed price. And therefore, even though now he changed his mind and he's going to give back those bundles of vegetables, he's chayv to take maaser first and give the seller the value of the maaser that he's separating. It's at his own cost. Why? Because since he was almost virtually koined, it's only a tiny step missing, therefore it's like his now. And he cannot release goods or fruit out of his hand if it hasn't taken maaser from it. What happens if the person was standing near the vegetable stall and he's picking and he's lifting it to look at it, and am I going to buy it? Am I not going to buy it? But he's not picking it up in order to buy it. He's just inspecting it. And he sees another nicer lot, for example. He says, "Oh, I want to get that bunch," and he drops the other one back. Yofamani, he says another one nicer than it, more nicer than the one he picked. Mutalachzir. In that case, you're allowed to put back the bunch that you took without taking maaser. Mipnei shaloi moshach, because he hasn't done a meshicha, he hasn't taken it with the intention of buying it. And therefore, the kinyan is not done yet. It's not his really, and therefore, he's not returning something that was his, or I should say, he's not giving away something that's his. There's no obligation of taking maaser before we're giving it back. Mishnah Gimel. Hamoitze peres v'dach, a person who finds fruits on the ground, on the road. And these fruits were chayv already in maaseres. Unatolan lachlan. And he took those fruits in order to eat them. V'nim lachlan tznea. Then he changes his mind and he thinks, no, I'm going to put it away. Lo yatznea. Don't put them away. Atshi aser, before you first take maaser. First take maaser, because since you took it to eat them, you basically were zoicha in them. And you're chayv to take maaser immediately at that point. And it is forbidden to release something out of your possession which is not masukin, which is not properly tithed. Maybe someone else will come and take it and eat it without taking maaser. And certainly if you want to eat it yourself, certainly you're not allowed, you have to take maaser first. That's only because he picked it up initially to keep it or to eat it. Then changed his mind, put it back. Left it somewhere in a safe spot. You've got to make sure you take maaser first. However, he did it first. He picked it up not in order to be counted, but he picked it up in order that it should not be destroyed. He didn't want it to get ruined, but he had no intention to make a kinyan on it. Potter, then there's exempt from taking maaser. The pasuk says, "Aser ta'aser es kol tuvas zarecha." You shall surely tithe what's your produce, yours, but not others. Finally, the Mishnah talks about sending gifts, which are divine. Kol dover she'ein adam rashoi l'machron demai. Anything that a person's not allowed to sell as demai. For example, people who sell in retail quantities or small quantities have to take ma'aser first. And anything that you have that you're not allowed to sell as demai, lo yishalach l'chaver demai. Or lo yishlach l'rechamai demai. Nor is he allowed to send it to his friend as a gift. And even though the same worries, the worries that occur in a sale and the reasons of not selling things before taking ma'aser are not applicable in the case of gifts, doesn't matter. The rabbis didn't want to make a chiluk, a distinction between gifting or between selling. In other way, don't release it out of your hands until you take ma'aser first. Rabbi Yossi matir bevadai. Rabbi Yossi says that if it's tevel, and it definitely needs to take ma'aser from it, then you're allowed to give it to your friend or send it to your friend without taking ma'aser first. As long as you tell him, uvilvad shidiana, you have to tell your friend, this is tevel, I'm sending you things which are not mesukan, not fixed, and that's fine. And we're not worried that he might forget to tell his friend, etc. However, when it comes to demai, it comes to produce that's a suffix. You bought it from Amoritz. You're not sure if it was tied or not. Then even Rabbi Yossi's moita, don't send that. Also to send it out without taking ma'aser. Even if you tell your friend. Why? Because once it's demai, and people hear it's demai, people are going to be lenient and they'll say, oh, it's only demai. It's a chumra of the rabbis. Most probably the Amoritz probably took a ma'aser a bit. And because of that, we are stricter, and even Rabbi Yossi agrees not to send that. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, and the halacha is that even if it's vaday, even if it's definite, and even if you tell your friend that it's not tied, that's not permitted either. You have to take ma'aser first before you send vaday as well.